Hi everyone, I'm Carla.
And I'm Lanes.
And together, we're the After Deck.
We chat about the latest Below Deck episodes each week.
Let's dive in, Lanes.
Can't wait.
Hi, Lanes.
Hi, Carla.
Tonight, we're doing Below Deck Season 11, Episode 11, Royal Rumble.
Oh my god, 11-11.
11-11. In this episode, Captain does Captain shit and facilitates a truce between Barbie and Fraser. The King and Queen arrive with Brandon in tow, and Dillo has his knickers in a knot.
Oh, it's a tight knot.
I think it's actually wrapped around one nutsack. So first of all, welcome to our newest stew on the Patreon, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Welcome. And I just wanted to say a really quick little shout out to my wonderful sister Trudy, whose birthday it is this week.
Happy birthday.
Without Trudy, this podcast wouldn't exist because she is the one who introduced me way back when to the Below Deck franchise. So happy birthday, sis. Right. Where are we, Lanes? It's the beach day.
We're still on our crew day off and it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Barbie's finishing off her phone call with her mum and Anthony's kind of listening in because he overheard her crying, so he's concerned. And then he headed out to see the group. Fraser is again talking to Xandy about Barbie still, and Anthony tells Fraser that Barbie's in the bathroom crying and saying that she's ready to leave right now.
Send a care package.
Yeah, far out.
Oh, harsh. And then even Xandy says, you know, like, love her and leave her.
Honestly, God bless.
Get off. I'll help you pack. There's no love lost between the three of them at the moment, is there?
No, there isn't.
So Kyle has a chat with Barbie and basically says, I love this chat. He's like, listen, suck it up. There's four more charters. Be a bad bitch and deal with it. And if you do quit, I'll never talk to you again. Barbie quite liked that. She loves a straight talk.
Yes.
And she was like, okay, I think I can. She bounces back, right?
She does. And she also is pretty good at self-reflection.
Yeah. I think she's emotional, but the next minute she's, I'm all together again now and I'm good.
If I was as upset as she was in that bathroom, oh, I'd have to go home.
I don't know how she looked like she did at the dinner table.
That's exactly right. I would be so puffy. I'd be blotchy and red.
Yeah.
People would think that I was sick.
Yeah.
So it's 7 o'clock and everyone's ready for the night out. So they've all gotten changed.
Oh, my God.
This is the start of the demise.
I mean, cringe with a capital C. Actually, all caps.
Yeah.
With many exclamation marks here.
Paris walks past Ben. And Ben's, hi. Like, he honestly might need physio after that because his neck flung around so quick to look at her. And Sonny clocks that as well. And then he doesn't just say hi and gawk and then leave. He goes out. And it's not just like it's not a friend cuddle. It's a like arm on the lower back.
It's a lingering. And it's a friend cuddle and you know I want to jump you cuddle.
None of my male friends to memory have ever put their hand on my lower back and just like
whispering and
sound effect. Carla's back. Sunny's disgusted, understandably.
She's right there.
Like, is he just oblivious to that?
I think so.
It was uncomfortable. And I really felt sorry for Sunny. We're now at dinner and Ben is next to Paris at the table and not near Sunny.
No.
Xandy says to Ben, let's switch seats. I think you know why you should do that.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, oh, like his face is like, oh, why? Like, what's wrong?
And Xandy says, you know what you need to do? And he's like, oh, I gotta keep everyone happy.
Just one person.
And
really.
You're still sitting next to Paris.
Yeah.
We leave that for a moment and we cut to Barbie. So Barbie apologizes during the group toast for the shit that went down today and says what everyone knows. Everyone knows there's been drama with us, me and Fraser. Fraser cannot believe what he's hearing. His cheeks are flushed. His face is contorted. He's sitting up super erect, meerkat Fraser. Tilted to the side, looking at her as if to say, what the actual fuck Are you saying?
And I was watching this going, I don't know why you're so affected, Fraser, because your whole day today was talking about her to everyone. So what she's done is talk to everyone in front of everyone about their situation.
She does say to him, we need to figure this out. But I think the point of this whole thing was what she said next, which was, and I just want to apologize to all of you because I know it had an impact on you.
Mm. Zandy said that's the worst toast she's ever heard.
Ben says, what the fuck, that's a private conversation.
Well, is it when they've all been talking to each other about anyway?
I think it was fine.
So do I.
Carl says passive aggressive and Paris says, what a shit show. So it seems like all the table do not agree with us. They think it was not the right time and place.
While we're at the table, Ben strikes again. He asks Paris if she's on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Sunny clocks it immediately.
Sunny's opposite him.
Mm, she hears it.
I'm floored. Like, Ben, what are you doing?
Mm, Barbie's like, just switch with Kyle. So Sunny and Kyle swap seats. So Sunny's way up the other end of the table away from them. And this is where he says to camera, why am I in this situation? Oh, women.
Blind Freddy would know why you're in this situation, Ben.
Ben, would you like us women to help explain it to you? All the women in the room just went, oh. I mean, I don't need to explain it to women. The only person I need to explain it to is Ben, and Ben's already heard it from a million viewers.
And I think that a couple of the men at the table would not need it explained either. So Ben takes Sunny for a ciggy. I'm like, get ready, Benny. She's fire.
At least he decided to act sooner rather than later and sort this situation out.
Oh, yeah, he's a sorter-outerer. He's used to it. He puts himself in the shit so much, he's got to get himself out.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to go for the cigarette and Paris says she's coming too. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, Paris isn't quite aware. So Ben and Sunny have the chat. Ben starts with, I want to spend more time with you and I hope it's reciprocated.
Well, she launches straight into how she feels so disrespected. Agree.
When you touch another person's waist and ask, not just in front of me, in front of the entire group, it's not okay.
And Ben's kind of like, well, what are we?
Yeah, what do you want to do with me?
Sunny comes back with a pearler. I liked her response here. She's like, it doesn't have to be titled that we are an item for you to respect the fact that we are sleeping together and we are something.
Loved it.
Same. Very clear.
They establish that they like each other. They can agree on that. And so Sunny thinks this chat is leading into we're an item or we're exclusive, maybe is the word she wanted to say. What does Ben say when she says, so we're an item?
I couldn't believe it. He said, we aren't dating right now. What the fuck?
But we are becoming an item. And we sleep together.
We have half a season to go.
So,
and maybe after that, we'll be an item.
Basically, fuck buddies.
Yes.
Which is fine. It's fine. You just have the conversation.
But I still, even if that's what you're doing, I would still be upset if Ben had done this touchy-feely with Paris.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't mean fuck buddies in a bad way. I mean, essentially what Ben is saying is, I like you, we're sleeping together, and let's see how we go.
Not a good convo.
Because Sunny doesn't quite get it. So she's like, there's nothing more there. Even though you're telling me you like me, I'm telling you I like you, you're just at the sleeping together stage.
Yes.
And he's like, yeah, I am. But, you know, we'll see.
It's very misleading.
She agrees and says, great, I'm glad that's settled. But in her mind, she's like, I don't know how I feel about this. That's what
I don't think she likes it at all.
Interpreted from that.
So they separate into different vans and the Sunny van acknowledges the flirty touching.
Everyone all day has seen it happen.
Yes.
There's no news flash.
And in the Ben van, he asks Paris, did I touch your ass today?
Paris is like, oh, I don't know, maybe it happens on the reg. I mean, I've probably had my ass touched four times today. Didn't even clock it.
It's like a hello.
Zandy's like, I didn't touch her ass. She was like, yes, you did.
It's 9:30. They're back on the boat. The party's over. Everyone goes to bed individually.
An early-ish night after an all-day drinking sesh.
Yeah.
Needed. And Sonny and Barbie have a little cuddle. Barbie just says, it's okay, I got you. You can cry. And then she does. That's just, she needed to just like let it out, I think.
I loved that moment.
And feel held and nurtured by someone.
They kind of finish their chat with a bit of a laugh because Barbie says to Sonny, it's going to be a weird day tomorrow. I'm totally getting fired.
Yeah, total shit show. And Paris says, I don't want to be the new girl who upsets anyone. So Paris now has it firmly on her radar that Sonny and Ben are a thing and she's not going to be the one to fuck that up.
Yeah. So it's 8 a.m. and Fraser radios to Captain straight away and asks if he can meet him in the bridge. It's a definite, like, warning sign to Barbie doing that over the radio.
First thing in the morning?
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
Yeah.
I was loving the morning music again. Lance, have you noticed it? Next time you watch, they used to do the alarms. Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, yes, yes.
Now they have this great fucking funky music. I love it.
Okay.
I'll Every morning is a different tune.
Oh, how vibrant.
Okay. So Fraser's straight up to express his concerns.
I've done everything I could.
Past tense.
The lack of respect and undermining of my authority is way past its sell-by date.
Then we get the classic, insubordination is a fireable offence. And yesterday she aired our dirty laundry with everyone. That was the cherry on the cake.
He aired that dirty laundry before she did.
Yes, he told everyone about it all day at the beach club.
Funny how you can make things work for yourself.
Mm. Well, it didn't work, did it?
No. So good.
Captain, and I thought he was going to say this, like, I'm sorry, we can't lose another stew again. We need to find someone else first. So that's the first thing. Second thing is why is the personal stuff coming up on a day off? Okay, fine if it is, but, you know, that's personal. This is business. Where's the separation?
He said to him, her being insulting to you, you took that personally, which is fine, but it's separate from business.
If you'd like to come on over and join our Patreon community, we're at www.patreon.com/theaftdeck or click on the link in our show notes.
There you'll receive ad-free early release episodes, a bonus weekly episode called The Wrap-Up, where we deep dive into the show, the crew, and the socials.
And don't forget, Lanes, all the things we want to say on the main show, but don't, for various reasons. There's two tiers starting at $2 US per month, ending at $5 US per month. Come on over. We have lots of fun. We'd love to see you there. I would find it difficult not to take an insult personally, but I'm not Captain Carey.
I think most people would find it difficult. Fraser says, I understand, but could you see just his face? Like, he was thinking, oh, fuck, this isn't going my way.
And I think he makes a switch in his mind as soon as he realises, okay, this isn't going to happen today. He goes, right, well, I'm on Captain Carey's train. Let's go.
He says, I understand, but I'm not coming to you because I was ticked off on a day off. This started 3 days ago. And then Captain Carey's straight back with, you came to me 2 days ago and said she's doing a good job.
She is.
He was stuttering over that. Captain comes in with something, I know you want to improve on your strengths as a leader, but strength isn't always acting on the power that you have. I feel like there should be background music with that quote.
He's finishing a bit like how he finished with Jared. So he's like, okay, I've said what I want to say now and now I'm going to make this a teaching moment.
Yeah. He's going to hover the next charter.
And Fraser needs to try to remove himself from the situation personally.
Yeah. And Captain says to camera then that he's starting to feel that Fraser is pushing his own agenda and not the boat's.
Mm. And he's letting his emotions get in the way.
Zandy and Paris are in the laundry and Zandy couldn't be happier.
Did you see that fucking laundry?
Natalia would be disgusted.
It was a schmozzle.
Yeah.
I've never seen a laundry like that before.
No.
Except for when, who was with Natalia that couldn't do laundry? Oh. Lily.
Lily. We're up to Ben and Sunny.
Okay, they need to have a chat because they're still both confused. What are we?
So am I.
Yes. We're a thing. That's it. But Sunny just wants to make it very clear. I'm not open to you fucking around with other people. Ben's like, cool, same page. She's like, wait, what?
Sunny says to him, we're not, you know, we're not married. I'm not asking you for a ring on my finger. And he's like, baby, I know that.
Oh, I'm not giving you one.
Yeah, so apparently they're on the same page, but I'm just as confused as last night. I still don't feel like I know what page are we on. Can someone give me the number? Because I need to, like, flick to that page.
It's called FBs with some liking in there.
Is that the name of the book?
No. But she's surprised, I think, that Ben has agreed with her. Let's see how we go, shall we?
He's just like, what are you called? What's that thing where you just, like, he's just kind of like,
I don't know what this, what's this? Lanes is making a gesture like she's plumping a
like
pillow.
I'm, you're just like fixing it up. Like you've just
he's putting a Band-Aid on it.
Yes.
That is not, if you, that's how you put a Band-Aid on, there's something very wrong with you. You need to go back to first aid school. That was making a pizza
dough.
I've
done a first aid course fucking three times and I hated it every time. Well, I don't know what, like, to do if that spider, like how many spiders do we need to know about? And how many snakes? Like, oh, if it's this colour snake, you've got to do this kind of.
You do the same thing wrap around for any snake.
Bandage, I don't have to worry about
bandage
it.
Bandage from the bite to the body, keep it raised, lay down.
Well, we don't have to worry about that here. There's hardly any snakes here.
I was going to say, I stepped on one on the way to school today.
My nephew was on a run and he heard this like thud noise, like in front. A green tree snake had fallen out of the tree right in front of him, a metre in front of him. You just don't see him.
Yeah. Cut to Paris wanting to be touched like the pillow she's trying to mould. Paris's one-liners this ep had me. I was like, good. Actually, you're competing for Fraser for top spot for quips.
Yes, she's got a great. She's great with the one-liners. Mm.
Now we've got our chat with Captain and Barbie.
They go off the boat.
Yeah. This chat was very cleverly facilitated by Kerry basically eliciting the information, eliciting the problem, eliciting the solution, and then he goes, great, have a chat.
Yeah. And what I did like about this was that Barbie not once threw him under the bus.
No, not a bad word.
She could have said things like, he has spoken about me to everyone.
Mm.
That's upsetting to me. I can tell he doesn't like me.
Yeah. There was nothing personal coming from her. And like Captain said, it's emotions.
Yeah.
And you can't fix that, but you can fix how you react to people.
Mm.
So he's set up a really nice scaffold for her. Mm. He's going to facilitate the chat with Fraser and he's given her a little out.
Mm.
Classic 101 Cap.
Yeah. So
five stars.
Fraser comes out to talk to Barbie.
I love how Captain was like, she's outside on the – Fraser's like, I'm not going to pretend I didn't know where you guys were. Because when they went out there, he's standing at the glass doors just
– he's like a hawk.
Oh, yeah. What are they talking about? Can I lip read?
They have a good chat though, Barbie and
they have a
Fraser.
Great chat. This feels productive for the first time.
Yes. Barbie just says, you know, can we start over? Yay.
Yeah. Was this where she acknowledged that she's can be a nightmare or was that
further
on? Yeah,
she does say it there.
So, like, you know, she's acknowledging her part in this. She's saying, I'm not no fucking angel. He's acknowledging what?
What did he acknowledge? Nothing.
He acknowledged – I've got it in words, Lance.
Okay.
He acknowledges
– I'm glad you didn't like
– not in hieroglyphics, in actual words. He acknowledges that he feels flat about how yesterday ended.
Yeah.
I want them to get along, Lanes.
Yeah, same.
I love Fraser. I love Barbie. We know they can work together.
7:43 p.m. and it's preference sheet meeting. Carmen is the primary and she is a socialite. She'd like to be referred to as Queen Carmen.
And her partner as King.
Yeah.
King Grill, let's call him.
She dislikes pork.
Wait.
Oh.
Cap's like pig's ass. I'm calling them king and queen.
Did he?
Yeah.
I missed that.
Pig's ass.
Pig's ass.
I haven't heard that since my brother said it in the early 90s.
Really? I've heard it not like all the time, but it doesn't shock me to hear it.
Pig's ass, mate.
Yeah, mate.
What's it mean, Lens, for those who aren't in the Aussie slang know?
I don't know what it actually means, but it means you're not going to do it. Like pig's ass, I'm going to do that.
It can be a lie or it's a no from me.
An expression of derision or disagreement.
There you go, people. You're welcome.
Pig's ass.
Okay. Tell us about her dietary requirements, Lane.
She dislikes pork. Does do alternative bacon, though.
And she likes like spicy.
Turkey bacon. One of the guests dislikes seafood, vegetables. She struggles with smells and textures and spicy things.
That's Tiffany.
Her spice level is zero times a million.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Is that what was actually on the – oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just say no spice.
And we have Brandon back on board.
Brandon.
He has on his preference sheet that he's not allergic to anything, just gay and picky. How did he score another holiday on Below Deck?
I do not know. But if you have not watched Brandon on Below Deck Down Under, you must go back and watch that episode.
He's a lot.
Yeah, he nearly got kicked off. He told Captain Jason to fuck off. I can't wait to see what happens with him next week.
Neither can I, because this episode was already the start of it.
And it's morning. And it's cleaning, and provisions.
Yes.
It's hot as balls, mate, says Kyle. I was like, yeah, I imagine balls must be pretty hot and sweaty most of the time. Do you know you can get ball separators now? Undies that actually separate the ball sack so that they can stay aerated and dry.
I have that image in my head and I don't even know where to go with that. Like last week it was a four-headed penis. And this week it's separating ball sacks so that men can feel more comfier. Oh, please. Ben is up with Cap to discuss the lead deckhand sitch.
I think we knew Ben was going to choose Sunny, and Kerry says she's already doing it. Good choice. Everyone's happy.
I think it's good that Captain is happy with this decision
mm.
because he's thinking he's going to get some back chat backlash from Dylan yeah. and then we see.
I do like how he said after he told Kerry, he said, what are your thoughts on that?
Mm.
And Captain gives him advice for Dylan. He says just let him know straight up and give him time to process.
Mm. He's going to need that time.
And did you hear what he called Dylan, Captain?
What?
Dillo. I was like, see, that's what we do. We shorten and add an O. So I've been saying Dilsy and Captain has now said Dillo.
Paris is making some swan tails.
She's exceptionally talented at the animals in the bedroom, isn't she?
Yeah, I don't want that on my bed.
I don't want any towel situation on my bed. Put it in the bathroom. I never understood why they put them on the bed.
No, I don't either.
The swans are so fucking 80s, people.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Let's let go of the swans, the turtles.
And you know what else I didn't want? The petals, the rose petals mm. around the swan.
It wasn't a newlywed situation.
I don't know why we did that.
I don't know why we did either. Good old Brandon has missed his flight, already causing a bit of trouble.
Yeah.
I bet he did it on purpose, did Brandon?
Do you reckon?
Yeah. He wanted his own entrance.
Mm, he's a lot. Interior get changed and Ben is on deck with his team about to announce the lead deckhand.
He does the golden deck brush knighting.
Which is a tradition from Ross.
And we got a little snippet of Ross and I remembered how much I loved his voice.
I loved that crew.
Ross had problems, but he did have a very sexy man voice. So Ben anoints Sunny. Sunny is surprised, happy, and gratified.
Yes.
Dylan.
Not those words.
Arms folded the whole time. He thinks he's joking.
He speaks to camera and he's shocked.
He can't believe it.
But in true Dylan form, he says something like he's not going to be a dick. He has a dick, but he's not going to be one. He says silly things, doesn't he?
Yeah, on you, mate.
On you. Guests are inbound. And Cap crowns Carmen, Queen Carmen and King Grill.
Yes, and not only do they have gold crowns, they've got golden fucking luggage.
Oh, yeah.
How much would that cost?
Like, and it's ugly.
I mean.
Like, why?
So it matches your grill, right? It's one time where matchy-matchy is okay. Crown, grill, luggage.
Oh, I don't think that was the intent.
It probably wasn't even his bag.
No, mate. I love that you went there, though. That's so funny.
They love the swans on the bed, though.
Yeah, of course they would.
They have their tour. They end up at the bar with an amazing charcuterie spread. And, oh, all right, Lanes. It's all right.
It's not a Rachel's.
At least there's charcuterie, okay?
Yeah.
And Barbie is there to immediately serve.
Oh.
Drinks.
Yes.
Dilsey, meanwhile, is having a chat to himself in the cabin.
Like a big old convo.
Oh, yeah. It all comes out. Has he forgotten there's a camera and he's on a mic?
He's saying that Sonny has been asking him for advice and how can she be a lead deckhand? And then he says, sleep with the bosun.
And if I had a vagina, I'd have the job.
Sorry, with that comment, if I had a vagina, he wouldn't cope with a vagina.
Not many men would.
You know what I mean? Like, don't fucking say that and don't make it about Ben and her sleeping together. It diminishes her work ethic, her character, and her getting that role because Ben thinks and Captain thinks she deserves it.
Yeah, it's not cool.
I wasn't okay with that.
He's like one season experience to lead deckhand. Off the top of your head, how many people have been appointed lead deckhand with one or less than 1 year's experience on the show?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Malia, didn't she not have – she was green.
Was she?
I think she was green the very first season that she was on with Sandy.
What about Lara?
Lara had your experience.
She had a lot of experience, yeah. Didn't she?
Courtney?
Yes.
She was green.
She was interior.
She had, well, I think and she'd then been she went, a deck stew.
Mm.
So, I don't know. There's been quite a few.
It's 12:25 and Dylan congratulates Sonny. I think he was wanting to have a further conversation. Mm. It felt like he was going to say, oh, so congratulations on lead deckhand. And I think that he was expecting Sonny to say something like possibly, oh, yeah, I can't believe it, or I'm really shocked. And then I think he was ready to pounce with, yeah, because I've had 2 years commercial experience and I'm way better than you.
And also maybe he was expecting Sonny to say something like, yeah, I'm really sorry that you didn't get it. I mean, even though you've got the experience and all.
He doesn't get any of that.
No.
All he gets from Sonny is, thanks.
Yep, and she's off.
And she walks off. And I was like,
good job,
very
Sonny.
Very good decision there. So guests are up at the spa having some drinks and they're going to have lunch at 2:30.
And then we see Sonny teaching Kyle and I'm loving this straight away because Ben says, can you do the anchor with Kyle or whatever? It's a great teaching moment. They release the anchor and they're away and they're all good.
Yep.
It's a smooth machine.
Yep.
Tick, tick, tick.
It's 2:05 and Fraser asks Anthony, what's lunch?
My favourite.
Mate, I thought of you. It's fish tacos. Not good, chef.
Someone doesn't eat fish. Whoops.
One of them doesn't like seafood. So Ben, Dylan and Sonny are in the Laz and Ben starts to give Sonny a little neck massage.
Dilsey's uncomfortable.
He can't stand it.
Fair enough.
It kind of rubs.
It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
To do that in front of people.
I think so too. And I think Ben probably should have been a little bit more
sensitive
there, considering he's just appointed her lead deckhand and also has thought Dylan may be upset about this because they are sleeping together. So he has that in the back of his mind, but then flaunts that in front of him.
Yes. I know that Captain Kerry said to Ben, you know, let him process and then if you need to, you know, we can have a chat. I actually think it would have been better to be a bit more proactive. I've seen bosuns have chats before the decision is even announced. So he could have given Dylan
a heads up
by saying, hey, I've made a decision. It's going to be Sonny and this is why.
Yeah.
And then it would have avoided that whole situation of Dylan feeling shocked, feeling like, oh, fuck, that just blindsided me, slapped in the face and all the rest that comes after.
Yeah, and he goes back to, I've got more experience. So Ben needed to explain why. Exactly. Yes, you do have more experience, but I've gone on character. Ouch.
Yes. So this is happening in the Laz, and Ben and Sunny have a conversation about what dog they would be. And I love this, Lance, because we've had this conversation many times.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We've had it about ourselves and we've had it about crew members in the past. So Ben immediately says he would be a Labrador. Do you agree with that assessment?
He's a happy...
He definitely has a waggy tail.
He does, yeah. He's just a happy-go-lucky. I think he's kind at heart.
Yep.
I think that he's just... He's adventurous.
For those of you who don't know, we both own Labradors, so we know their traits quite well. I would agree Ben's a lab.
Our labs are very different.
I think Ben's your lab.
Yes. Just loose. Just not well-trained. Look.
And so Sunny says she would be a golden retriever, very similar to the lab. And Ben says, because you shed more. I don't know what he was alluding to other than her hair.
Yeah, it's girls and hair. Mm. So it's 2:30 and guests are seated for lunch because that's the time that they said they wanted it. And now 3:13, the food's ready to be served. So it's quite a bit of a...
Ooh.
Yeah. So chef serves the meal as well. So this is one charter and he does this... through both meals, actually.
He does.
He comes up and tells the group that it's local mahi-mahi fish tacos. Now, immediately the guest who hates seafood, Tiffany, gives her plate away and says she can't eat fish. Anthony is like, fuck. He quickly runs down and makes her a Caesar salad. She also doesn't like veggies. She eats it, though, but she's not happy. Like, what would you feed her? Nuggets?
Yeah.
Like, what are we – like, honestly –
Well, when Fraser gives her the salad, she's like, oh, thank you. I don't eat. I love it. I love it. And she's really trying. She doesn't want to cause a fuss.
She does say to the table after Fraser leaves, though, she's like, I don't eat veggies. I don't like it. But she is really kind to them.
She is. And I also love that Anthony is delivering the food because what that means for him is that he gets to see straight up.
Yes.
What the impact of the fuck up is at the table and can rectify immediately. And there's no like secondhand, thirdhand communication.
We both really like Anthony. And I'm just going to be like honest here. If I was spending that amount of money, I really would expect no mistakes.
Yep.
With the food.
Mm.
You do those preference sheets for a reason.
There's only six guests.
You know, like I'm just. So, I get that it's a tough gig and I'm not saying that at all, but with the amount of money and staff.
I think Fraser says it later. He's like, yeah, he's gone somewhere. His head's not in the game.
But also because I was kind of feeling this way with seeing their preference sheet meeting and what they like and what they don't like and how when he brought up that mac and cheese at dinner, they're like, can I change mine to the kids menu?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I thought in my head before Fraser had said it, these people don't want a la carte.
They're the ones that should have had the burger and fries from
Correct.
Jill. Correct. And Jill should have had the ceviche.
Correct. Like read the room.
Mm.
So I think that's part of the problem as well.
Yeah. Well, let's see if he can course correct.
Let's see.
Anyway, Kerry, who has been hovering, doesn't see it, but he knows that it's occurred and he goes straight to the kitchen. He's like, fuck, Anthony. You've done it again. And then to camera, he's like, if you keep fucking up, I'll need to make a change.
I know. And he's right. But I just feel for Anthony because I don't want his self-esteem to get even lower than I can see it already is.
From where he started to where he is my now, God. It's two different people. He can do this.
Yes.
He can do this.
Remember his plating was just stunning. It was like art. So they finish lunch at 3:41 and they start with the water toys.
How's Kyle flipping the guest off the jet ski?
So funny.
That looks so hard. I wanted to see the actual accident.
I know.
So Barbie and Captain go to pick up Brandon.
I love that Barbie got to do that.
Yes. This is what he wanted. He is charioted across the water into the boat. And when he gets off the boat, he's like looking around at all the deck crew. He's like, is this Grindr? Have I just arrived at Grindr?
And all I noticed was his little sockets.
Yeah, he did have those. Fraser, as he's walking off down the hallway with his bag, Brandon's bag. Seems insufferable.
Oh, I love that word.
Touche, Fraser. You just wait.
He's a whole lot, isn't he?
Oh.
And, oh my God, Carla.
Next minute.
Kyle, Ben and Sunny are in an awkward position outside the primary's window.
They're hiding. They're stuck. They can't move.
I'm like, was Kyle there? Because he's kind of perched up on the window ledge and Ben's on the stairwell. And then Ben says, hey, Sunny, when you walk past, have a look in the primary's room. And so she walks past. She's like, oh, my God, drops to the floor. They're all stuck. No one knows what to do. No one's moving and they know what's happening inside.
Mm.
Ben's like, he's really going to town on her. I rewound.
The best bit was Kyle's synopsis. I looked over. I just see this ass slapping.
Oh, they were having fun before tea.
Got to get your jollies where you can get your jollies, hey, Lance?
Yeah, mate. It's 8:41 and everyone's finished fucking and they're ready for dinner.
And Barbie has a chat to Dylan in the crew mess and starts with, Dylan, way to be a man today. She's team Dylan.
Yeah.
Do you know what? She's also team Sunny. But the reason why she's team Dylan is because she's like, it actually doesn't make sense to me. And she compares it to her being the second stew. But oh, wait, she's not the second stew. Zandy's the second stew. So she feels this pain. Other than that, she wouldn't have an argument, I don't think.
I don't think so. She's just leveraging off her feelings.
But it gives Dylan a bit of steam.
Yeah.
A bit of the old, oh, well, I'm not the only one.
Yeah, he needed someone in his corner.
And then we're at dinner service. Anthony's up there again serving it.
Yes.
What do we have tonight, Lanes?
Tuna ceviche and for the picky eater, mac and cheese.
Which everyone else wants.
Yes. So Fraser does say to Paris that these people are Burger King and McDonald's.
Well, they're talking about it at the table, how
that's
good
so
it was.
Funny. They're like, oh, those fries at the they went on a trip and then they were talking about the McDonald's fries in that location.
Yes. And the king, when he eats the ceviche, can't stand it. He says, that's nasty.
Mm. So I'm like, maybe I wasn't wrong when I thought nuggets.
I think that'd go down pretty well. Fresh nuggets, fresh fries, burgers. Oh, we're over trying to plan Anthony's menus. We did it ad nauseum last episode. Yeah. It's 10 p.m. I know it's really strange when I do a time check, but I thought I'd pop one in.
Great.
35 minutes since the last course.
Kat comes to the kitchen and says, want to keep things moving along?
He's already checked the rooms. And he's happy with that. Mm. Now he's up in the galley. He offers to take the plates to the table and Paris says, not on your dead life. Am I allowing that?
Trusting.
I will be taking those plates, Captain.
Now, again, oh, God, Anthony, if you do listen to this podcast, I am so sorry because I really do love you, but that meal that was sent up, it doesn't look good.
Chicken arepas, like stuffed cornbread with chicken.
It doesn't look good.
Mm. They call it chicken salad and King calls it bullshit.
Yeah.
Is he for real?
Yeah, he is. Paris is at the bar and Dylan is there with her,
this
bitching.
This was my favourite interaction of the entire episode.
I know what part of this interaction is your favourite.
Oh, my Lord. Paris calls a spade a spade.
Well, I love it. He's complaining about the lead deckhand role being given to Sunny. He says that she's one season from being green and then he implies it's because of their relationship that she got the role. And then Paris, in her wisdom, says to him,
go hug the banana downstairs because I don't know how you can fix this anger.
Hug and rub. Hug and rub.
I mean, like, yes.
So it's 10:09 and we've got some fireworks at the table.
Oh, you know, you can't have a dinner party with Brandon without fireworks.
Never.
What I gathered, piecing it all together, is that Brandon and Queen surprised King by taking him to a drag show for some event or celebration. We don't know what. And King was so surprised that he walked away. Brandon was offended because he took it as him being anti-gay, anti-drag. So King tries to justify why he walked away, saying it was the surprise thing. I don't like surprises. I need to feel safe. I need to know what I'm walking into. That's it. And most of the table come to King's defense.
Basically, what the King was trying to say was, I, as a person, don't like not knowing an event that I'm going to. I like to know. And I can appreciate that. As someone with anxiety, I do like to know what I'm going to. I like to have that control, to control those uncontrollables that you've got in your life. Mm. So I want to know what I'm doing. And I think that that's all he was saying. This is like a no argument for me. I think Brandon was trying to make it a political statement.
Yeah.
And it didn't work for me because the King had every right to say, I don't like to walk into situations that I don't know what I'm walking into, point blank. That's all.
And I think that's why the table kind of were on King's side. They were just like, Brandon, look, it's a non-issue. Let it lie. Don't bring race into it. Brandon wanted to have a big fucking fight. That's what he loves to do, stir drama, create drama, live the drama. Paris just says it's fucking comedy gold. They're loving it. Fraser's like, it's taking away from the food.
I laughed when he said that. I'm like, yes, Fraser, it actually is.
It actually is.
Brandon's walked off.
This is Brandon's shtick. He's up. He's off in the hallway.
Then everyone's on the stairs.
There's a bit of crew chit-chats that come in. Zandy and Fraser have a chat before Zandy clocks off and Zandy's like, yes, Barbie's made a change. It's actually really good.
I was happy that Zandy said that.
Yeah, positive. Paris tells Ben about Dylan. She tells him exactly why Dylan's pissed off and his panties are 100% wrapped around his ball sack.
He needs those ones you were talking about.
He does.
Ben's so annoyed that Dylan is going around talking to people behind his back about him. And then we cut to X amount of charters prior. And editing has put in all of the ways, like all the times that Ben has been talked about Jared to Kyle behind Jared's back. And I was like,
pot kettle.
Yeah, exactly. You very quickly forget.
Cut to Brandon. He's in the hallway. He's going off. He's on one. He doesn't like that the people at the table have defended or stuck up for King and not taken Brandon's side.
But upstairs at the table, they're all basically applauding the King for how he handled the situation. So Ben and Dylan finally speak.
Ben basically says, we will chat tomorrow.
I don't like that.
No, no one wants to go to bed thinking about that shit.
Don't bring something up with someone and then go, oh, but I'll talk to you in the morning about it.
If you ever message me say we need to chat tomorrow, I'll be fucking ringing your phone hot until you answer it and I will say, you talk to me now.
Yeah, we're not talking tomorrow.
Because I will not sleep.
Yeah. It's 10:46 and Brandon and Tiff are still talking. Brandon's still upset. Now, most of the people have left the table. Everyone's in the stairwell.
Carmen's trying to sort it out.
Brandon's jumping up and down.
Yeah.
He cannot cope.
Carmen's like bringing it back, just saying, look, the only way we can change and inform is to educate. Leave it there. Let's move forward.
Somehow she gets it all sorted and Brandon goes up and he apologises, doesn't he, or something? And then King's like, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, all good.
Fraser's having kittens in the kitchen.
This is where he says he's starting to realise that it's too much for Chef and he can see that he's giving up.
I think this is where I first realised it too. Anthony can't find spoons. Then he's trying to find the ice cream scoop.
Mm.
The kitchen's still a mess.
Mm.
He's plating up the lava cake. He's still looking for the scoop and he picks up a capsicum.
What? Does he?
Yeah, he picks it up like...
Oh, Anthony, I'm so sorry. If I was there, I would help you. I'd organise it for you.
Oh, yeah, you're a good organiser.
I'd get your spoons in a row.
That is the first time I thought, yeah, we're in trouble here. That's it.
That's it. Coming up on next week, Lance.
Hectic.
Dylan and Ben have their chat. Anthony continues the nosedive. And fucking Kyle and Barbie. Woohoo!
We have liftoff.
Yeah. See you next week, people.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
If you'd like to follow us on Insta, come over to theafterdeck.pod.
or send us an email on theafterdeckpod@gmail.com. We'd love to know what you think about the show and what you'd like us to cover for upcoming seasons.